Forgets the Mishnasa, that which is learned Torah Shebal Peh. Chaim V'Loshin says it's going on Torah Shebal Peh specifically, something that requires Kinyan Belev. Torah Shebiksav is written. It's not totally in Shikha, it's not totally in a Mesoida Midor Lidor. Torah Shebal Peh is totally in a Mesoida from a Rebbe to a Talmud, from Dora to Dora, and it has to be Kisishma. So on that it says, is Mishai Benapshe Shinema, because he's causing Rav Chaim V'Loshin says, a hefsik in the Mesoida of Torah Shabbat. Shinema Rak Yishom Elochor Shmanav Shalom V'Tishkach Zedvor V'Shiro V'Enach. The Pasuk says in Vaischana, with one after another Lashoinus, many Lashoinus of Zehidus and Shemida, to take here and to pay heed, and over, Rak Yishom, Rak recount to your children and your enemies. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Novice understands. Tana understands that the pasuk is going on divrei Torah, not going on the Yoyim Hashem Malika, which is rather clear from the Chukash HaMikra. And in fact, Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs understands the Mishnah differently, understands the pasuk seemingly differently than the Mishnah here. Ramban says, is this new license said to forget Maimed HaSina. A person is mechuyev to always remember. One of the schiras that the person has to remember is the kailas of rokim, the awe-inspiring nature, the mitzias, the reality of the Rabban Shalom appearing and giving that saras adibris and the Torah to Klal Yisrael and Maimed HaSina. That's that tishkach is advar asher lo einecha yoyim asher amadet lefnei Hashem l'chayrev be'amo Hashem alai hakel Yisrael asher es v'hoda and so on. So again, the Mishnah seems to understand that the teichen of the issa of petishkach hasadvarim is going on a shecher dove echad mi mishnasay. The Ramban and Rashi in Vaischanan goes along with the Mishnah here. And the Ramban seemingly argues and learns that the pasuk is talking about the maimed shikra of maimed hasi. I want to discuss the Mishnah and the Shittas HaRamban and try to emphasize how the Ramban understood this Mishnah in light of what it says here. Why is the Ramban saying it's going on Maimed HaSina? So we've spoken about some of this in the past. There are points that I want to get to that I shouldn't be making that we haven't, so bear with me. So how is a person supposed to be Nizer in not being a shecher, davar echad mi mishnasa? Obviously, chazara review is in order. It's the most practical way that a person would not be a shecher, davar echad mi mishnasa. But nonetheless, I believe that in the Mishnah Gufa here, the Tana is referring to things that go a little bit deeper, more fundamental than not to minimize. If you're not going to do the chazara and the review, so all the fundamental, everything that I'm going to say is meaningless. But at the same time, it starts with something a lot deeper. That is the next Mishnah. The Mishnah then continues. Tana continues Mishnah test. So one is left wondering again. So how is a person supposed to be mekayim his Mishnah? So there's a lot. What am I supposed to do about it? the next Mishnah says, "Achnina medayis ayve kosher yiras chetay." Kedemis lechachmasa, chachmasa miskayemis. So Tana goes on to prescribe two ways in which a person is able to be mekayim his mishnah, that he's able to preserve, protect his limud in a way that it won't be forgotten. Kosher yiras chetay kedemis lechachmasa. If his limud, his chachma, takes place in the context, within a framework of Yiras Shamayim, of Yiras Chet, that's chachmasa miskayemet. V'chol shechachmasa kedemes li Yiras Chetoy, ein chachmasa miskayemet. Meaning, Yiras Shecheyach dov echon v'mishnasi, you're mischayev v'nafshida. You're not doing what's necessary. You're not, your approach to learning, your attitude towards Torah, the chachma, is not one in which you have the slightest chance of it being miskayem. Because your approach to the Divrei Chochmah and the Torah is not within a context of Yiras Chet, which we'll explain momentarily, simply what that means. And then the Mishnah continues, Hu Haya Oimer, and Rav Chanina ben Dosa as well said, Kol Shemaasa Merubim Mei Chochmasa, again, is Chochmasa Miskayemes. Kol Shechochmasa Merubim Mei Maasa, Ein Chochmasa Miskayemes. So we have two things here. The Mishnah says, Chanina Medaisa says, that are necessary, that are absolutely integral in a person being Mekayim his Mishnah. It has to be done in the context of a Naisen HaTorah. That means that there's a certain importance. You forget things that on some level, maybe it's your subconscious, but you don't attach a great importance to it. The greater the degree of importance that one attaches to something, the greater the chances are, it increases the probabilities that it's going to be something that is important enough to you that you will chaza, you will review, and you will go to great lengths and pains to preserve that it should be in the sky. So the Chanina Medaisa, I think, is saying this. In terms of Yiras Chetay Kedemes L'Chachmasa, it means that the Torah is a Torah that's consequential. It has consequences. It's consequences. There's a Nais in that Torah, there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the Torah inherently is a prescription of how a person leads their life. That's the importance of the Torah. And if you have a Yiras Chetay, then you attach a great degree of importance to knowing the Torah. If there's a Yiras Chetay, that means that my approach to knowing and understanding the Torah is one of which that I am living, my life is dependent upon. No less than my life, my Yiras Chet, my Olam Haba is dependent upon me understanding and being Mekayim this Torah. That's Yiras Chetay, that's an approach, that's a mentality. That's when you sit down before you open up the Gemara, before you open up the Mishnah Berurah, before you open up the Chumash. It's a Chumash that's my life. And my Yiras Chetay, no less than my Olam Haba, is hangs in the balance. That's how important it is. That's Yiras Chetay Kedemes L'Chochmasa. I'm coming to the Chochma Mikoyach such a tremendous degree of importance, the Chashivas that I have for it. It's a Yiras Chetay. I need to know this. Because otherwise there's going to be tremendous negative consequences. And Midatay Merubah, positive consequences. That's Yiras Chetay Kedemes L'Chochmasa. A person who has that mentality, that Torah has that chashivas, that it carries within it my future in this world and in the next world, that's a Torah that's going to be Nizkayas. So that's one way in which a person is able to be Nizah in the Raki Shomelacha Petishka Chesedvar. Again, the Mishnah goes on and says the second thing, that it needs to be massive merubim mechachmas. Not only does the Torah need to be consequential, does it need to bear consequences in terms of Yiras Chetay Kedemes L'Chochmasa, but also the Chochma ve'etzem, the Chochma inherently has to be something that has implications. I mean that the Chochma, probably best to explain this, al derech Rabbeinu Yoina. Ben Yoina brings Shai Tshuva from the Avos Rav Nosson. The Avos Rav Nosson says that that the basis for saying that we need to have Masav Merub Mechachmasai is what Klal Yisrael said, Masav Nishma. Masav Nishma is the template, the blueprint of a Yid's approach to learning, that it has to be the Bechinus Masav Merub Mechachmasai. What does that mean? So, the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yoina both here in Ovis bring down, I think it's a phenomenal, beautiful word, a way of appreciating and understanding this idea of Masav Merub Mechachmasai. Of course, Rabbeinu Yoina is famous, he asks, how's a child to be Masav Merub Mechachmasai? A person can only act upon something that he has foreknowledge of. He has some degree of knowledge of. If you don't have knowledge of Hilchos Shabbos, so you can't be expected to be, if you don't have the Chochmah of Hilchos Shabbos, you can't have the Masa regarding the Kiyum, the Shmirah Shabbos. So Ben Yaina says, the Ma'aseh Merub Mechachmasai means that a person needs to have at least, but the idea is that there's a Kabbalah, that a person has a Kabbalah that whatever Nasa v'nishma, that's the Avos Reb Nosson, that a person is mekabel, that whatever it's going to say in the Torah and Masech the Shabbos, I'm prepared to fulfill. That's Masech the Reb Nosson. And the Lashon Ben Yoina is unbelievable. Ben Yoina says that at that moment, that a person makes that Kabbalah, Yesh b'yodai min hayoim hazeh socha akol ha-mitzvahs, ala sheshama ozne midivei Torah v'atov lohem, things that he has no idea of what he's going to hear, what's involved. Whatever he knows about, whatever he doesn't know about, everything that's nichlo in the chachma that he's being mekabel, which we're calling ma'aseh merub mechachmasai, meaning not the actual ma'aseh, but the potential ma'aseh that he will be able to, and he's accepting upon himself, that he's going to perform on the basis of the chokhmah that he's now going towards, that those ma'aseh that he's potentially going towards being mechayev through the chokhmah is already nasa. He says it's b'yesh b'yodim mi'ayom hazeh socha akol ha-mitzvahs. Such a person, and early he says me'aseh shekibal kozves ma'shaftoi v'gomo olav kochav levavik kono l'nafshe schus v'socha akol ha-mitzvahs ha-musonim. Asher lucky is the person who b'shoa kala with a firm, truthful, honest commitment, kabbalah, undertaking to accept or perform the mitzvahs, has already the schar socha gadol akol ha-mitzvahs. So I mentioned the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Yoina here, say a beautiful vort. They say very in very practical terms. So you have the Lamashal, it's easier for us to understand in terms of a Baal Tshuva. So you have a type of a Baal Tshuva that is more emotionally drawn into Torah mitzvahs. And the commitment that he makes is more emotionally based. It's not because he has a real intellectual understanding on every prat of what he's going about to accomplish. But he's willing to take a leap of faith, so to speak. In general, Torah mitzvahs, Yiddishkeit, it makes sense to him. There's something about it at the very least appeals to him on an emotional level. And because of that, he's willing to commit himself to a life of Torah mitzvahs, whatever it brings. And then you have people, and not necessarily making a value judgment which one is better and worse, each particular individual, obviously, the Mishnah would seem to prescribe and would seem to indicate that Ma'aseh Merub Mechachmasai, the Kabbalah, is the way to go. That's not to say that people have their individual needs and it works for one person, won't necessarily work for somebody else. But nonetheless, you have somebody else who feels that I'm not going to go be a Shomer Shabbos until I understand why I can't drive a car. And you explain to me you're going to explain it to me in a way that I'll be able to understand it. Why I can't turn on a light, why I can't cook on Shabbos, then I'm prepared to do that, by all means. But until such a point, unless or until you're able to do that, I see no reason to do it, that I'm not prepared to do it. So Zokhtir Rambam, he brings this from philosophers. said that the mahaluch of Maisa Mirum Chachmasa, of making a Kabbalah, and even following through on the Kabbalah, and beginning to perform mitzvahs, even before you understand why it is, obviously you're not going to just take on anything without some evidence going in, on some level, either emotionally or just in general terms, it's something that is appeals to you and seems to have the ring of truth to it. But then to go ahead and make this Kabbalah, to take this leap of faith and make the Kabbalah, that the Rambam has a Moyadika, has a great benefit. He said the benefit is that the person is Makabal Shmira Shabbos. And he's already being a Shmira Shabbos. Then he goes, and he starts learning Hilchos Shabbos. And he learns that, you know, the reason why you're not supposed to drive the car is you don't light fires. It involves, to some degree, lighting of a fire, let's say. And why is it that we don't light fires on Shabbos? And so on and so forth. He delves deeper and deeper into the halachas, the klalim, on the pratim of Hilchos Shabbos. So, Dr. Rama, what ends up happening is the chacham is niskayemes to him, because every degree of chachma that he now learns becomes to him very special, because that's a chachma which is not carrying, is not burdening him. He's already a Shomer Shabbos, but he doesn't know why he's being a Shomer Shabbos. So he now understands for the first time why it is I'm doing what I'm doing. That's beautiful to him. That's a chachma, that's a very positive chachma. That's not a negative chachma. That's not a chachma. Right, you know, I wasn't prepared until you explained, until I understood why I couldn't drive a car on Shabbos. Now I understand why I can't drive a car. Now I can't drive a car on Shabbos anymore. So that has some negative connotation, that there are some negative implications, so to speak, in that chachma. That's mechayivim. The person doesn't want to be restrained by nature. You're forcing him to. He's bal kochach. He can't. I can't zich l'shirin. He can't, okay, that's it. Today I can't turn on any lights. Tomorrow he's going to find out that he can't cook anymore. So the Rambam, you're better off stating the Mishnah, the Maisa Mirum HaChachmasa is a formula for the Chachma to be in the Skayim, because that's a Geshmak HaChachma. Because you already took on the commitment, you already makabel to be a Shai Meshabbos. Now the Chachma is infusing your life with a tremendous positive meaning. Everything's becoming more meaningful al yaday the implications of the Chachma. The Chachma is now carrying very meaningful and positive implications in your life. It's not a chachma that, we're not saying, about you maskim. If you wouldn't be maskim, you wouldn't be doing it. But nonetheless, if you're only going to be a chachmasa, merubah, mimaisa, that means that every bissel shtikl chachma is carrying within it certain restraining. It's restraining you, it's constraining you, it's confining you within the confines of the Tariq mitzvahs. That has a certain negative implication. These are the two things that Mishnah says. Again, Mishnah Ches says that Shechech Dov Eich Mishnasa is Ma'alol Avakos Kidim Tzchayi B'Navshu Yisrael V'Analoi says. How is a person going around being a Mekayim Mishnasa? There's a lot in the Torah. So how am I supposed to be a Mekayim Mishnasa? I have to chaza, I need to review on the most practical level. But beyond that, or deeper yet, more fundamentally, what's going to bring me to that? What's going to motivate me? What's going to give me the chashivas that the Torah is important enough to be something which I place an emphasis upon it, that I will review it, that I will take it seriously, and it will suffuse my life with the implications of the Torah are going to be so positive that the Torah is going to be by me a joyful Torah, and the Mela will be Miskayim? That Torah is a Torah that's Yirasa, Yirascheta, and condemns L'Chachmasa. It means it's consequential. It carries within it the formula, the ingredients for a happy, successful life in this world and in the next world. That's Yirascheta. It's in the context, it's in the framework of a Bari Olam that's prescribing for me the manual for living. That's Yirascheta, and condemns it. That's the Torah that I'm sitting down. It's like Yilmud Almanas Lasas. Kids, Yilmud Almanas Lasas, Dika Torah. And a Torah that is not Luma just al minas lasos, but it's a Torah that's already with a Kabbalah of Maisa Mirum HaChachmasa, that going into the Torah, I understand that the Chachma has implications, to the extent that the implications of the Torah is not just theoretical, hypothetical, I'm here, I'm going to sit and learn because academically it's beautiful. No, that it carries within it is a certain the degree of importance that we attach to it is such that it has implications, lamaisa. And those implications are that going to with a Kabbalah, that what I see in the Torah, I'm prepared to accept. I'm not going to, well, you're going to convince me, and Mamela, even when you convince me, I'm going to do the Torah. No, going in, it's already with an acceptance of Nasiv and Ishma, that I have already a basis and a reason to believe that this is the Torah from the Rabbeinu Shloimeh, that this Torah is a Torah that has implications, and Mamela, it's already Ke'ilu, it's Nasiv, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's as if you already have been, the Kabbalah is so strong, and the Chashivas that you have for the Torah is so strong, that it's already Nechshav Ke'ilu Yavsoch Adon LaKol HaMitzvos. Now, you know the klal is that, says in Chazal, that we learn Torah v'ayim v'yir v'lesses v'zayah v'simcha k'nisinos v'misina. The Torah is supposed to be learned. That it should be, the Torah should be to a person ki'ilu who is given hayoyim k'nisinos v'misina. So it stands to reason. I think it's logical that if the Torah that we learn is a Torah that's k'nisinos v'misina, and the Torah we're saying has to be a Torah to be that miskayemes, in order for the Torah to be miskayemes, the approach and the tzugan to Torah is yirascheta kedemes l'chachmasa, and ma'isa merum l'chachmasa, then it has to be that the Torah that was given to Sinai was a Torah that was yirascheta kedemes l'chachmasa, and a Torah that was ma'isa merum l'chachmasa. If Torah inherently, by definition, the nature of Torah is such that in order for it to be in the skayim, in the neshamis of Klal Yisrael, and in order for a person to maximize the potential of his limud haTorah and to get and to remember it and to give it over vaydatam levanach levanach, it needs to be yirascheta akademis lechachmasa and ma'isa merum lechachmasa. And the template, the blueprint of Torah, is the Torah that was given k'nisinos v'misinai, and that's where it merged. And Chazal said that that's our approach to Torah needs to be the way it was learned by Matan Torah. So that means that Matan Torah, the Torah was given Mas of Merub Mechach Masa, and you're also Gedamis Lechach Masa. How so? Poshut. You already said, or Rabbeinu Yonah says, what's the basis for Mas of Merub Mechach Masa? Klal Yisrael said, Nasev and Ishmael. Klal Yisrael needed to accept upon themselves this degree that these implications and a responsibility, a Shibud, already before they heard a word of Torah, that they were already impressed enough with the Rabbi Olam and his Torah, that they were makabel upon themselves, that the Torah that they're going to hear will be a Torah that is going to be, like the Rambam says, is going to be full of tremendous positive implications for their life. And the Mele will be inspired by them. And it has to be also Yiras Chetai Kedamis L'Chachmosei, and it was. Because the Pasuk says, Parashat, they stood back. And they said to Moshe, they said, we want to hear the Torah from you, not from the Rabban Shalala. And Moshe said, don't be fearful of the Raimis HaKoilis and the Lapitim, the entire Maimed HaSina. Ki levavu nasis eschem bo lekim, uvavu tiyya yirasi al peneichem levult yisechetot. That the reason why the Rabban Shalom is coming with a Maimed HaSina of Koilis Ibrakin, Har Hashem, the reason why all this is necessary is levavu tiyya yirasi al peneichem, that the Torah is what will be a Torah that's in the context of being given, the Naisen HaTorah that's giving you a prescription for leading your life in a way. It means that we have to have the Torah given to us in a way that it's so. Itaka Maivin HaSinai is the basis. This Mishnah, that it needs to be Ma'is of Merum HaKachem Asa, and it needs to be Yiras Chetlik Adam Zahar. In Mela, I think that, because in the Yash of the Ramban learns the Pshat and the Pasuk of Yishama Pentishkach HaSadvar Mashero Aynecha, seemingly unlike the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that it's an Issa of Shechis Tarek. The Ramban says the Sefer HaMitzvah that it's an Issa of Meshikhis Ma'imid HaSina. Negative the Mishnah. Rashi Takan Parshas Veschana understands the Psukim the way the Mishnah understands it. Say Shamlucha Metishkach Es Advarim Asherahu Einecha. Dvarim can mean one of two things. Dvarim can mean words. Dvarim can mean things. In Yonim, the Mishnah and Rashi understanding Metishkach Advarim Asherahu Einecha means the Diburim Asherahu Einecha. The Diburim of the Torah. The Torah itself. The Rambam is learning, Patricia said, Vorem Asheroa Einecha, it means the Kailas and the Vrokim of Ma'ibid Hasina. We're not talking about the words, the Teichen of this. And Agav, I think that Rashi and Rambam, in this Agoing the Shitasa, was on this Pasuk, when it says, V'cholam Roim Es HaKailas Es HaLapidim, you know the famous Chazal that it said that they were Roim Es HaNishma. Kailas was able, Roim Es HaKailas, they were able to be a Roya, that which is usually a Nishma. What is that referring to? So Rashi learns Cholam Roim Es HaKodesh Lapidim is if the mind is B'shas, the Nesinus of the Aseres Adibris Rashi. It's Kailas. Roim Es HaKodesh of Rashi. Kailas is Hayotze Mipi Agvud. The Kailas are the Kailas that are being Yotze Mipi Agvud. That means that we're talking about the Kailas, the mind of the Sinai. Rosh Hashanah wasn't making noises. It means that that's the Rayim as Hanishin and Rayim as Hakailas for Salapid. Ramban hears on Rashi, many questions. If you look in Parshas Veschanan and Ekev, it's seemingly the same parish in the Torah. And over there it says, he has many questions. Here Moshe Rabbeinu said, Al Tiro Kilabav Nasa Sescha. Over there, says that no, they're right. That they said Mishama Koyel Kim Chayim Vayechi. So the Ramban Mikoyach, the questions that he asks on Rashi says that it's talking about two separate things. Here we're not talking about the Aseres Hadibris that they were hearing from the Rabbi Shlom, because that, as far as that was concerned, they were right, so to speak. And the Rabbi Shlom said, Ekivu Asher Divaydu. They don't want to hear from me. They want to hear from Moshe Rabbeinu. They're right as far as that's concerned. Here we're talking about Zokhir Rambam, Vayhi Vayom Ashlishi, Vayhi Sabaiki, Vayhi Kailus of Rokim, on Kovid Alahar on the third day. When it says before Maimed Hasina, before the Nesina of the Aseres Hadibris, in the Maimed Hasina it says it was a Kail Shoifel, that's a Roshan, and so on. In that, Moshe Rabbeinu has been telling them, Al Tiro, Kilubabu Nasis is Al Tiro, as far as that's concerned, you're wrong. You have to hear these kailos of rokim. So kum techois that Rashi and Ramban have to be learning in the Veschanan and the Pasuk the Tishkach Hasivar Masheroa Einecha the way they're learning. According to Rashi, like the Mashmah, the Mishnah, and others, it's going on Diburim. How could it be Diburim? It says that it's Hasivar Masheroa Einecha. The Diburim of the Rabbanu Shalom and the Shecheach Dove Echad Mi Mishnasar is not Rowei Nech. We was that Rowei Nech. That is just what Rashi holds it was Rowei Nech. Because Vayi Vayim HaShlishi, I'm sorry, but Lucholom Royim is HaKoilis, while Koilis HaYoitzim Mipi Aguda, those were the Aseres Hadibris, the Ramban learns in Rashi. Aseres Hadibris, the same parasha that it says in parasha later on in Dvarim. And those were Tachet Dvarim HaShem Rowei Nech, according to Rashi. According to the Ramban, that says that Dvarim HaShem Rowei Nech is going not on the Aseres Hadibris. The Royim is HaNishma, Royim Es HaKoilis, which is Royim Es HaNishma, is going on the Maimed HaSina. Rebbeinu the Ramban learns, Metishkach is Edvon, Mesherov, Einecho, he's going on the Lav of Shekhiz Maimed HaSina. Be that as it may, the Choyre, the Mishnah is saying, Neged, what the Ramban is saying. The answer could be, that the Emes, the Tainu Hav. Because the Shecheach, Dove, Echon, Min Mishnasei, the Dibunim of Torah Shabbal Peh, that we're told, we have an azhar and not to forget, but how is it How is it? What's the prescription? What's the prescription of the Tan and the next Mishnah? How is it that a person is able to be Mekayim his Mishnah? So state in the Mishnah, Chanina ben Daisa says one of two things. You need to have a Yerasa Kedemis L'Chachmasa, and it needs to be a Maisa Merub L'Chachmasa. In essence, the Ramban learned that is not to be Sheikhayach Ma'ayid Hasina. A person who's Mekayim, and he has a Schidas of Ma'ayid Hasina, then he has Levavuatiya Yerasa Alpamechim Lutti, his learning Taida Kinesinasa. Is a learning Torah that's kinesinasa with a year. Eschetoi kedemes l'chochmasa. If you remember Ma'amid HaSinai, what do you remember? Well, what do I have to remember Ma'amid HaSinai for? You remember Ma'amid HaSinai because then you're remembering the Torah by you is a Torah that's been given in the context of a yirasa kedemes l'chochmasa and a Torah that's been given in a ma'is of merub l'chochmasa context. That's taka a Torah that's not going to be nishka. That's the Torah. That it says, "Petishkach es hadvarim asher ha'olinach." Either you'll remember the mind of Hasina, according to the Ramban, or the Mishnah is saying you have to remember the dibudim of the Torah. But it's really hainu hach, because the oifin that a person, the importance, according to the importance that a person attaches and the context, the framework in which he views and he perceives the Torah, the chashivas that he lends to the Torah, to that extent, the Torah will not be nishkach for him. They'll be able to mekayim the Torah. And the prescription of the Tana in doing that is two things. That the Torah is consequential, and the Torah is also Ma'aseh Merum Mechachmasa, that the Torah has implications, that the Torah is with a Kabbalah. And just for a few moments, I just wanted to spend a few moments talking more Ma'aseh. I think is very critical, very crucial that you have to hear and you have to understand, or at the very least to think about. If I was to tell you that a person has shaitis, to be a doctor, or he has shaitis to be a doctor, and he's in medical school, but he has a few mishigasim. He doesn't like taking notes. He doesn't like reviewing. He doesn't like taking tests. Other than that, he's a model medical student. So what's that result? He's a person with chayifas. This is a person with delusions, a person with demands. He's in fantasy land. Obviously, he's not Jesus. He's not aspirations. It's like, you know, I have aspirations, I want to fly. What are you doing in here? Are they compromised? Person wants to be an NBA, he has aspirations, he has sheifas to be an NBA basketball player. But he's doing drugs after that, and he's listening to rap music. So, he has sheifas to be an NBA all-star ball player. So it sounds crazy, right? It sounds fucking crazy. So why doesn't it sound just as crazy? In the Bismarck. Why is it less crazy? Crazy is not the right word. Why is it not any less foolish? When it comes to Levin HaTorah, okay, we understand Levin HaTorah, this Siyata Dishmaya. And Levin HaTorah has a certain metaphysical content and makeup to it. It's not, it's ruchniistic, it's spiritual. It's Alzheimer's. But does that mean that it's not at least as bound by the limitations and the conditions in the physical world that if a person has sheifas, that the sheifas need to be reflected somehow in his approach, in his performance, in his pursuit of that limud, of that chokhmah? You're all familiar with the concept of loigora, right? Priska made famous. Torah is a sach mer. It's obviously a lot more than Chochmas Chatzayim. But it's also Leigara for Chochmas Chatzayim. It's no less the rules, the typical rules that apply to medical students, and to basketball players, and to actors, and to any pursuit, any career, in any chosen profession, in any hobby, in anything that a person has to accomplish in life, any sheifas, any aspirations and goals that a person has, don't become aspirations. You know, they're still demyonis until there's some element of Kabbalah and some pursuit of it in the physical, practical sense. What separates a dimyon from a sheifa is that element of Kabbalah. If it doesn't carry, if the aspiration doesn't carry within it any implications, importance enough, that it has implications on your behavior, then it's a dimyon, then it's a fantasy. Not only is it a fantasy, but it's a harmful fantasy. It's not a part of itself. It's very harmful. Why is it that the people have shi'ifas, they want to be the Chafetz Chaim? But they don't have shi'ifas to know Chumash Rashi. Think about that. You would think that a person would first have a shi'ifa. The Chafetz Chaim didn't become the Chafetz Chaim before he knew Chumash and Rashi. Before he knew Bava Tzir. We like to indulge, tell ourselves. We have sheifas of things that we, at least subconsciously, if not consciously, know that are basically unattainable. And they're certainly unattainable as long as we're skipping 100 steps in between. They may not be unattainable ultimately, but we're not holding by it. That's why we love those. That's why we love those sheifas. They're basically just, I want to fly. What are you doing about it? A plan? Is it meaningful? Is it based on anything? Do you have any empirical evidence? Any way in which you have a roadmap over here to get there? No. Is it exempts us from having true emissary sheaves. Because true emissary sheaves have implications. Emissary sheaves, you know you could know Chumash Rashi. You know that. If people can go to medical school and memorize 3,000 drugs and their side effects and the symptoms of who knows, Kalamachlash or something, that I never. They're not all geniuses. Talking about average boys and girls, 21-year-old Jewish boys and girls, just like us. And they can master volumes, textbooks, full of stultifying, mind-numbing information. Because it has implications in terms of their panasa, and in terms of their future, and in terms of their self image. So it's important to them. And they schwitz on it. And they take the tests and they review. And they take notes. And if they would tell somebody that they're serious about, they have aspirations of becoming doctors, but they're not holding by doing any of that, so the person would look at them like, you know, they're one step away from a mishugoyim. Put on the straitjacket and take the guy away. I mean, he's wasting his parents' money. It's a very important thing. Don't indulge. Indulge your sheifas in things. Sheifas are not meant to be things that are like, you know, choose the right one, the one that's like the most remote and least attainable. I want to be a god. generation when there were more people that wanted to be Gedolim than this generation, which has its, obviously, good points. But there's something odd about the generation with the least Gedolim having the people, the most people who want to be Gedolim. So let's channel our sheifas into areas and things that are within reach, but they're within reach, assuming, conditionally, assuming that we're going to change our behavior, we're going to adopt certain patterns of behavior that will allow us to attain things that were till now unattainable. But because I'm prepared to make havalos, I'm being mekabel on myself, that the Torah has implications, and the Torah that has implications is mechayiv me, and it's meshabed me, no less and a lot more than somebody who wants to pursue a career in business or medicine or whatever he chooses, or basketball. And he stands in the park for 8 hours straight. You've all read the articles and, you know, maybe even seen the TV shows, shooting the foul shots over there for 8 hours at a stretch. Are we doing that? Those are the sheifas that we need to have. Those are sheifas. Again, it doesn't sound, they don't sound as sophisticated, they don't sound as glorious. But that's the way the Chafetz Chaim became the Chafetz Chaim. Because he had a sheifa to know Torah Shebiksat, and he had a sheifa to know Torah Shebalpeh, with Mishnayos, starting with Mishnayos, to know Pesach that he was learning. And if it involved Kabbalahs, that a person is being Mekabel to take notes, to write down Shiur and Chidushim, to chaza, to put himself in a situation that he has to take bechinas, if it means his chavrus is testing him, if it means he's testing himself, if his wife is testing him, it doesn't matter. But there are checks and balances, there are practice. It's realistic. He's setting for himself goals that are attainable, assuming a certain set, certain behavior, certain patterns of behavior and things that he's been makabel on himself. Then there are sheifas, then there are aspirations. And everybody could know, could be a bucky in Chumash and Rashi politics. So how come people are? There are a lot more people that want to be the Chafetz Chaim than there are that know Chumash and Rashi. And the Shloshim Yoyim Koyim Achag sit down with the Mishnah Brura and know the halachas of the Chag. It's not attainable. That's not a worthy sheifa. I guarantee you, you'll be from the Yechidei Segula. You'll be from Yechidei Segula, believe me, trust me. I'm not joking. I don't know if there's a dozen people in that I know. I don't know, it's a handful of three people that know Chumash with Rashi. It's not good enough for you. That's a sheif. That's a sheif. It's Hashem with sheifis that are linked with certain. We attach the importance upon them, the gravity and the importance that they deserve. And if there's ma'aseh merum mechachmasa, that is with certain kabbalas, certain patterns of behavior that we're prepared, that those things, that with the implications that they have for our life, we're going to undertake, and we're going to see them through. When we do that, yes, Hashem, we'll all be zeichet, the Shabbos. Thank you.